JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. You can listen to us on the listener app anytime, anywhere.
All right, time for the favourite among the Rush Hour family.
What's that?
And that is the idiot file. Oh. And when Bill's coming up towards a holiday, September's the best time of year, bins.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the bins go out.
Come out.
Yeah, all the rest of it. Yeah, that's it. So that's when he comes out with his real bad stuff. Mm. But middle of the year now, we're finding it too, rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
June, July, when he starts getting tired, which I find hilarious given he works for about 20 minutes a day. But when he starts getting tired, old bins, this liquid gold starts to flow.
Jim, you just heard it then. The Brownless Hour.
What?
6 weeks of Rush Hour gold there has been. 6 weeks of jokes, of quotes, of other stuff. Someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Oh, no.
Do you know what their nickname is? Like we have the dolphins and the sharks and the stingers. Do you know what their nickname is for the surfing team, Jim?
No.
Neither do I.
I think you do.
No.
Go on, give it a crack.
Well, this is it. It's from a highly venomous jellyfish.
Yes.
Called a Arukangajis.
Go one more time.
Arukangajis.
Iriganji.
Are you trying to say an Iriganji?
An Iriganji, even. The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah. All right, come on, Joe.
I think I've got a drinking problem, Jim. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's to toast. No, here's to bread. And you're an athlete. You're an outstanding athlete, Caitlin Ashmore, now, because you've won the Pierre de Coubertin. I'll tell you what I've got here in my little hand.
Go on.
From the AFL communications department.
Yes.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal. It was May the 4th yesterday, Jim, as you know.
No, I know that.
Be with you. Just got to say that after. Jim, why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek?
So nothing to do with Star Wars.
Mm.
Isn't it? No. I thought it was part of the, just joined in at the back there, did it? The Enterprise?
Seriously. A whole different show.
Right. And the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the.
What are you saying?
That's why I've got my middle name.
Oh, he reckons it's his middle name, Jim. Ramsey was writing something to me.
What a line of questioning is this?
How are you going with the female side of things? No, I got told as I arrived at Rod Laver, we got a good gag.
Yeah.
Come out and have a look. So they had a fan there. They turned it on and there was a bit of fan, whatever, breeze. We're going to have a few beers and watch telly. He's reading the Thoris.
Oh, no.
Or the Thoris. What do you call that book?
Don't say a word.
The book, like the dictionary.
Don't say anything, rabbits.
No, he was reading the dictionary, Jim.
Not the Roget's.
Thoris.
Thoris.
Anyway, he was reading that. And mate, just reading it like you read a book. He's reading that.
I want you to have one more go at it. It's called Roget's.
Roget.
Thesaurus fat.
What?
It's a thesaurus.
Thoris.
No, S. Thesaurus.
Well, it's not a dinosaurus. You think it was a bloody part of the old dinosaurus, do you?
Dinosaurus.
Dinosaurus. Collingwood went with Ashley Johnson, Jim, who's a very good player over there with Sturt, which is spelt the same way forward and backwards.
Oh, no.
It's called Apollodrome.
I don't think it is.
No. That would be Sturt.
That's true. That's not right. Yep. Mrs. Egg opened the bathroom door, and there she was, beautifully dressed in a nice, revealing lingerie. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Negligee, even. But yes.
lingerie. Anyway. G'day, Jimmy boy, and happy Solus Day.
Jim? What? No, I want you to say that again.
Happy Solus Day.
Soulless.
Soulless. You know what that means? I see you don't know what it is.
No, you're saying the wrong word. That's the thing. I know what it is, but you need to say the word properly.
It's the shortest day of the year, Jim.
Well, for a start, you should put winter in front of it. But secondly, what's the word?
Solstice. Anyway, great to be with you.
Winter solstice.
Solstice. See, I said that 3 times. Fool's in.
Sturt is a polo drone.
S-T-U-R-T.
Yes.
If the R wasn't there, it'd be a polo drone.
No, it wouldn't. Again. It still wouldn't.
And it's not a polydrome.
There's no S on the end.
Oh, it's Sturt, you idiot. Oh, no.
He's renamed Sturt to Stutz.
Stutz.
Stutz. Stutz. Stutz is a polydrome.
That'd be it, wouldn't you? Yeah, you'd think after there'd be all you could put together.
Does that go all to go to here?
Tomorrow.
Jim.
As part of the Friday download,
yes,
you can download that and add another 5 minutes
to
it. Oh, yeah.
That's
a 10-minuter. Maddie.
He shouldn't be on air, that bloke.
Maddie, no, I totally agree with that. Maddie Hayward, the genius in the booth, he had to slash and burn that just to fit it into this show. But tomorrow there's 10 minutes.
He can get stuff, Maddie. Fair dinkum, thinks it's funny. He'd be sitting there chuckling away. Got this bit about fat. Oh, poor old Bill. He shouldn't be on air, but he's not right. Well, he needs a break.
Where are you at?
Clarendon Street.
Oh.
261, Jim.
It's not even the address.
261.
What is the address here?
Oh, my God.
Not that.
261.
Anyway, it's all been a bit of fun. We have a laugh, a chuckle, and a chortle. You sound like Foss.
Bill's last joke before we go on holidays for 2 weeks. Coming up next to wrap up.
I feel as old as Foss working with you.
You look like.
That's how bad it's going.
I feel like
I'm his age.
261 Clarendon Street's a GP centre.
That's where I've been for the tablets.
Turn him off.
Ping. JB and Bill. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.